and go.
I think that's quite loud. Oh, no, look, it's ducking out. That's fine. Are you doing an intro? Are you gonna
when do I do the intro?
Like now.
Oh, okay. Hello. Welcome to Zesty Life Hacks. It's me, Hardy. And with me is a rad dad, it's Tom.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Tom. How are you today?
Good. I'm fine. Thank you.
Okay.
Good. Oh, sorry. Was I supposed to come up with something silly there? Like peanut butter and jelly sandwich. That's not even funny. I'm fine. I'm good.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, I don't have it off the top of my dome like you do.
Sure.
So today, Hardy is driving.
Yeah. Cut off the lane. Driving.
And if you're listening to this on podcast, he's not actually driving. He is driving the podcasting desk that we have.
But we are in a bus.
Yeah, we are in a bus.
Yeah. Not in a bus. No! You have uncovered the greatest secret of this generation.
What?
The bus. The bus.
It really wasn't. So I let Hardy drive. I let Hardy drive, and then
I need to silence you. You can't. I just muted him because you can't tell anyone about the bus.
Can you turn me back up, please?
Okay, sure.
I wasn't talking about the bus. What I was going to say was I've let Hardy drive, but we didn't know how to do the intro. So he said something and I said the wrong thing and here we are. Hooray!
Yay!
But never fear, people. It's not me doing the hacking. I'm not. I'm just sitting in this chair being comfy over this way. But Hardy, you are still the hack master.
Yes, I am. I am. But I'm also the DJ, and I can do all the bleep bloops and weep whoops.
Yeah, we don't have a lot.
Yeah, look, no, we got this bleep bloop.
That's the intro. We're not starting again.
Yeah, but like that's the bleep bloop.
Okay.
we've got this very patriotic bleep bloop. Yeah, and we got the ending bleep bloop, which has a clone of me.
Okay, so now that you know all the buttons that we have
there's
on the show,
the
if you didn't
bloops.
Already know them, we might move on.
Yes, we will. To the hack.
Hey, have you got one?
Yes.
All right, because you didn't get all distracted by the shiny buttons.
Yes. That is exactly what didn't happen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay, so you know gardening.
I'm aware of gardening.
You know gardening.
Yeah, not a massive fan.
Yeah, but
I know it's a thing.
You know gardening.
I should know more. I quite like growing things, but I'm not very good at it.
Tell me the definition of gardening.
Oh, well, that would be putting plants where you want them and tending to them so they grow. Like a garden is just nature, but in a box where you want it.
We made it.
Yeah.
We made the nature.
It's just tending to plants and getting the most out of them for your own use, I guess.
Yeah.
That depends on the type of gardening. I mean, if you're doing flowers, that's nice and pretty to look at. But are you doing veggies? What are we talking about here?
We are talking about vegetables.
All right. Down with the veggies.
Also kind of fruit, but like vegetable fruits.
Vegetable fruits. All right. Yeah. You might have to do a deep dive into what exactly are vegetable fruits.
Okay, I'm about to do a deep dive. Sploosh. So basically, scientifically, lots of the things we define as vegetables are actually technically fruits, like tomatoes, which is what you probably know. But there's also like corn and peas. Ooh, splooshy splash.
How are you talking underwater?
Because I'm magic. I'm wearing my magical podcast and headphones. Sploosh.
Don't get them wet.
We're also, yeah.
Okay, so some fruits are vegetables. Some of the things we call fruits are vegetables.
No, the other way around.
Oh, some of the things most we call vegetables are fruits.
Yeah.
Are there any other vegetables that we call fruits? What's a banana?
I think it's more classified as a fruit. I think it's like also like a herb or a berry or something. Bananas are weird.
Yeah, they are.
Weird.
Okay. So, back on track. Hang on, quick segue. Hey, guys, email us. We want to hear from you.
Yeah.
Please send us an email.
Just you. This was not put in all the recordings. This was just put in the one for you. So you better do it now.
That's right, Susan. This is just for you.
Susan. Can we edit that out of all the other ones?
No.
Well, just turn it off if you're not Susan.
But please send us an email, even if your name's not Susan.
Susan.
Just say hello. Actually, you know, a smiley emoji. It's not that hard. The email address is zestylifehacks@gmail.com. All one word. It's not too bad. It's not too hard.
He's doing the plug for you, Susan.
I am. Susan, please email us.
Yeah, Susan.
We just want to make I'd be pretty stoked if we had someone called Susan who was listening. That'd be funny.
I know we do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. And
why? Have they emailed you? No, because that's why we're asking.
No, that's why we're asking Susan in the first place.
Okay. Yeah. So. All right. Thanks, Susan. Back to the vegetables.
Yes. Now.
What's your hack?
Well, are you familiar with pipe cleaners?
Yes.
Yeah. The little, like, wire things with the...
We're talking the crafty ones. A kid gets in not an actual pipe cleaner, which is a brush designed to clean pipes.
Yeah.
We're talking about the
crafty ones.
Yeah, the wire sticks that are colourful things with fuzz on them. Yep. Down with the pipe cleaners. What do you got?
Yeah, well, it's coming up to Christmas, isn't it?
Yes, it is. We might even do a Christmas episode if you can think of something crafty for Christmas.
This is slightly Christmassy, but it works for everything else.
Okay. Well, this is a pre-Christmas Christmas hack.
And not everyone celebrates Christmas, and that's fine. But you know, this can work for all others if the holiday has certain colours.
So what you're saying is it's not exactly a Christmas hack.
Are you familiar with peas?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, and tomatoes.
Yeah, I know that one is a fruit, technically.
Yes, because of the deep dive. Sploosh.
All right.
Yeah. So basically, with peas and tomatoes, you sometimes want like a little stick or stalk, right, don't you, that you put in the ground and then the vine.
Oh, you mean for them to grow around?
Yeah.
Oh, because we're talking about gardening, not eating these things. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I got lost for a second. I don't know why.
This is easy to navigate.
Okay, so it's peas and tomatoes. So we're talking about two vine plants. Plants that when you plant them, they grow. They're vines.
Are you familiar with ocean hydraulics? No.
I'm not familiar with ocean hydraulics.
Okay. That's for a different time.
Okay. I'm expecting that next week.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to look up some ocean hydraulics. I'm not even sure if that's like a real thing.
It is.
It probably...
I don't know much about it, but I imagine that you're not going to enjoy looking up the ins and outs of ocean hydraulics. But...
Yep. Okay. So basically, if you want to be more festive or if there's like... Another Halloween or something.
Any time of the year that a certain colour is associated with them, yes.
Yep. Yep. Basically, you can get the pipe cleaners and you can wrap them around your, like, little pole for your things. And then you know what you have?
What?
You have colored tomato growers.
Are you?
You have colored tomato growers.
Oh my god, this is awful.
They're colored.
This is the worst
thing.
Who wants that?
Like, you want it. You want it, don't you?
I suppose you could do. Wait, hold on. So Christmas and Halloween and anything, St. Patrick's Day, that'd be green.
Yeah, green.
Those things aside, I guess you could color code your trestles, which is the things you set up for the vines to grow on. You could color code your trestles depending on the plant, and then you would know before the plant develops leaves or fruit. What was growing there? You could have, like, green for peas. You could have red for tomatoes. You could have, I don't know, what else? What else grows? Purple for passion fruit.
Yeah.
But I feel like I've saved that hat because I feel that.
Thank you, super dad, for saving my hat. Well, you're in the hacking chair. I couldn't think of a very good one because I'm not in the hacking chair.
Right. Okay. Just to prove that that's not a thing.
Swap. You go in that chair. Step over my headphones.
Oh, okay.
It totally is a thing.
Okay. So
even if we do change them around.
Have you had a better idea? Have you had a better idea then?
Yes.
Okay, what is it?
I have come up with the greatest hack ever being in this chair.
What is it?
It is the greatest and it has stuff to do with chairs.
It doesn't.
Yes, it does.
So then?
So basically, you know how you have a cup holder that holds cups in some chairs?
In some chairs, yeah.
Well, not all chairs have that, do they?
No.
Not all chairs have that, do they?
No.
No, they don't. And that is a huge problem.
Why?
Because it is.
Yeah, I don't think this is a hack you've got.
It is! And now you can have them.
How?
Using pipe cleaners!
What do you mean using pipe cleaners?
Well, what you need to do, and this is very important, is you get the pipe cleaner and you make like a strap around and then you add it to the. Okay, I'll explain it from the start because it's the hack is too good for your mind.
Okay.
Basically.
All right.
So you need the bottom of like a big water bottle. You need like the bottom of.
Bottom of like, plastic. Say, like a big plastic bottle, yep.
Yeah, big plastic bottle.
You, so you cut off, let's say, what, 10 centimetres?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now what you need is some pipe cleaners and some duct tape. Now you duct tape the pipe cleaners to the water bottle end and you, like, on the side and then you wrap those around the side of your thing and that works. It might not be too stable, which is when you need to add another bit of duct tape to help.
Do you need the pipe cleaners?
Are they maybe, maybe not. But if you don't, but it's good for the coloring and the overall look. And you can also color code them.
Yeah, I've often
looked at. And you can color code them.
I've often looked. Yeah, well. Yeah, you could have hot beverage red and a blue one is cool, but I've often looked at things in a kindergarten classroom. You know, when I used to take you guys to school, I'd often look at the other kids' craft and the stuff made out of pipe cleaners, and I thought to myself, wow, that should really be in a museum. That's incredible. Why aren't we using more pipe cleaners in industrial design? Yeah, those are things I've thought. So, yeah, I see where you're coming from.
Oi, why are you shaking your head? I will turn this bus around.
Once again, we're not in a bus.
Yes, we are. I mean, no, we're not. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Hey, guess what? Now I'm driving, so it's I can say, ba-da-da-da-da-da.
Spaloom! Hello. I'm just letting you people of the universe know that stars are good and you can give up to 5, which would be good if you gave up to 5. But if you don't want to do that, or if you want to do something more, you can also review, which is good. And we might even get featured or something. Goodbye.